Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the war room. We got Dez, yeah. Kim, Jimmy, PJ, B. Austin, the hot block commander.
How you wanna end it? 1-2-0 show to keep the brain running with the premise of talk sports on a national level. Roll with the topic, sort of like the rubber. When it's game time, they like the Fab Five during prime time. Sports conglomerates speak their minds a little bit. For sports medicine and sports veterans and greats. The 4-for-26 saw the war in Kuwait. It's the war room with five knights at the round table. Five Philly guys, diversified and educated.
Hello, hello, good people of War Room Land. This is your host, Devin McMillan. I'm here with my esteemed co-host, Jimmy Williams, and we're just here tonight for a few minutes, really for an interview that we're actually going to play on tomorrow night's show. But if you're out there and you happen to join us, feel free to call in. You can talk about anything that's going on in the world of sports this week. And if our conversation is good enough, we'll even play it on the show tomorrow night. So, until then, you might hear Jimmy and I having a little banter about some things that are going on. But we're going to play a little bit of music until we get our guests on the line. So we're going to get our DJ on right now. So we're going to start out with a little bit of Roots, Respond and React from Illadelph Half-Life. What's wrong with our DJ, Jimmy?
Y'all talk about bodies, but you will not kill an ant. My skill is ant. We
could pull a nigga like a stamp. Caliber is of Excalibur, now you be damned. When I operate a crowd, will copulate my game, I make a wound populate into a fifth. This is soccer hate, piece of logistics. Slump your squad of misfits, they all get their wrist slit. Flash your ass if you insist it. Leave no trace, there is no trace for ballistics. Turn your soul and body to statistics. In particular, I got that extracurricular squad in this ass, you could be sticking ya. Slipping, they picking ya. Harass your police commissioner. Don't like chicks with these talking about. I need conditioner. That shit's dead in it. Niggas with a morticianer, a janazza. Up in your flesh like plasma. Take away your last breath when you got asthma. Then me bad news down at the plaza. Hip hop extravaganza. Tell your man I swamp him with a stanza. Know who's the boss, not Tony Danza. My force not green, but the force is obscene. P.O. took the piss test and came out not clean. Brody with my man Miz Musa Hakeem. My squad from New Score up the West Oak Lane. All the way to Tacawana and Frankfurt, they know the name. It's like that.
We setting it for Southside, pushing this up north from Philadelphia rap. The fly points across the map, bring it back to respond, react to bring it back to respond, react to that. It's all the way live, pushing up north from Philadelphia rap. The fly points across the map, yeah, bring it back to respond, react to the respond, react to that. You're setting it for Southside, pushing this up north from Philadelphia rap. The fly points across the map, bring it back to respond, react to bring it back to respond, react. Come on,
that was Respond and React by The Roots from the CD Illadelph Half-Life. Yo, I sound like a DJ. Always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Well, that was Respond and React. All right, yeah, so like we said, if anybody's listening, this is really a pre-record for tomorrow's show, but if you want to call in real quick before our guest gets on the line and talk about anything that's going on in the world of sports right now, feel free to do that. That number is 323-410-0012. Just press 1 when prompted, and we'll try to get you on the line real quick. And like we said, if the comment is good, then, you know, we'll put it on the show tomorrow. Jim, what's up with your boy, Bobby Petrino, man? That dude running around with 25-year-old mistresses.
Man, he just, you know, he was just doing him, man. He was trying to protect his image, so hooking her up with a nice little gig.
I don't know if that's a fireable offense, though. Of course, we'll get deeper into it tomorrow on the show, but...
You know, the all-important morals clause, you can spit on the sidewalk and they can fire you under the morals clause.
Yeah. I guess the job and the dough is what they would hide behind, you know, for firing them. You know, other than that, that's between him, his wife, and his God.
Absolutely.
Now, you can't get fired for having an affair. What kind of world we living in?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody be fired.
Yeah, yo, the show is going to be chock with those kind of topics tomorrow. Okay, I see we got our guest on the line, so we'll get to that in 1 second. Yeah, the show will be chock with that kind of stuff tomorrow as far as people getting either suspended or fired.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't get suspended or fired for, so it should be a really good one tomorrow. But, on the line with us is Andrew Gross, beat writer, New York Rangers beat writer for the Bergen County Record, and the man behind the popular blog Ranger Rants. Andrew is joining us tonight to talk about the Rangers playoff run that gets underway in mere minutes. Andrew, you're in the war room. This is Devin. How you been?
Hey, Devin. What's up, buddy? How you been?
I'm pretty good. I'm 8 months in, getting used to this daddy thing.
I was actually thinking about you the other day. I was on a flight back to Minnesota. I was like, where's my buddy Devin here? So
yeah, I was out there once this year, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm a little sleep-deprived these days, but it's getting a little better as he gets older.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I got two of them, and they're 15, and the other one's going to be 12 in about a month. Just appreciate it because it goes by way too fast.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, since the last time we spoke to you, you know, a lot of things, you know, has happened, especially with the New York Rangers. We had the Winter Classic. We had the HBO 24/7 leading up to the Winter Classic, which was a great show. I mean, you know, we're all Flyers fans here. the Rangers have been owning the Flyers all season.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess we can get right into it, you know, so we can hurry up and get you out of here. We got some important stuff going on there tonight. We last had you on around the All-Star break of last season, and at that time the Rangers were clinging to the seventh seed, and when we asked you, you rightfully said that you felt the Rangers weren't yet a contender, you know, at least at that time. This season, the Rangers have led the Eastern Conference for most of the year and finished with the number one seed, actually leading the conference with, I believe it was 109 points.
Right.
You have to be thinking a little differently this time around. So
I'm not going to ask you for a
specific prediction, but if you had to give it a percentage, what would you say the Rangers' chances are of hoisting the cup this year?
I would say right now, just because it looks like the road to the Stanley Cup is going to have to go through Pittsburgh in the Eastern Conference, and the Rangers have had a little bit of trouble with the Penguins over their last four games against them this year, I'd say the Rangers maybe have like a 10% chance or so at this point. I clearly think they're one of the two, three best teams in the Eastern Conference. Right now, it may be them, it may be the Penguins, and it may be the Devils. And, you know, depending on how it shakes out, the Rangers might have to play both those teams, you know, possibly the Devils in the second round if it breaks correctly, and then possibly the Penguins in the Eastern Conference Finals. So obviously the path in the playoffs is never easy, but the Rangers specifically could have to face two teams and a third in the Senators, who just are such a good skating team that those are the kind of teams that give the Rangers issues. The Rangers certainly won't have an easy pass through, but yeah, no, I mean, they're a legit contender this season.
Okay.
Well, Andrew, this is Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
All right, I just want to ask you, you just mentioned the Senators, and I know Rangers face off with the tough Ottawa Senators a little at the top of the hour. So in terms of that series, what are your keys to victory for the Rangers, not just this game but throughout the entire series? What players do you feel need to shine in order for the Rangers to move on?
Well, you start, obviously, as you always do in the playoffs, in net. And, you know, Henrik Lundqvist, if he plays at the level he's played at this season, should give the Rangers a decided advantage. You know, Craig Anderson has had success against the Rangers throughout the course of his career, both in Ottawa and with Colorado. I think his numbers are like 7-3-1 with a 1.87 goals against, which is really good. But that said, there's no way Craig Anderson should outplay Henrik Lundqvist in this series. Beyond that, the Rangers, I think their discipline is going to be key. They need to play a physical game and wear down the Senators, who, like I said, skate better than the Rangers. But if the Rangers can beat them down and you know, just wear them out, they stand a better chance. That, you know, you're looking at the Senators' top line, you know, specifically Jason Spezza and Michalik. You know, those guys can score and they can skate, and they've given the Rangers fits, and they've given the Rangers fits on the power play. So if the Rangers start taking some bad penalties, the Senators could really take advantage of that. You look at guys, you know, who's going to be key in the series, the Rangers' top defense pair of Dan Girardi and Ryan McDonagh are going to log some major minutes, specifically whenever Spezza is on the ice. And they're going to have to play, you know, Girardi was an all-star this year, so he's going to have to play up. You know, for the Senators, Erik Karlsson, if he can score at the rate he did during the regular season, that's going to be a bad sign for the Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Andrew, you kind of answered my next question with the first question, but I'll ask it again for the people who, you know, who are just tuning in and maybe didn't hear it. But we basically know who the standings say the Rangers' toughest competition, you know, in these playoffs. But we also know
right.
that come playoff time, the seeding sometimes are rendered meaningless. So, again, who do you view as the Rangers' toughest competition to get out of the East?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a very good point, you know, especially when you compare, like, you know, the NHL to the NBA. I think in the NBA you can accurately predict how the playoffs are going to go based on the seedings. And I think in the NHL, once the teams are seeded, you kind of throw everything out the window because it's almost not an upset, you know, an 8 beating a 1 or a 7 beating a 2. You see it almost every year. You know, I look at the Eastern Conference standings. Like I said, I think the Rangers are a legit contender because they have Henrik Lundqvist and they have Brad Richards and Marian Gaborik going really well. You know, going down the list, the Bruins are the defending Stanley Cup champs, and they were kind of my pick at the beginning of the year to kind of break the mold and to be able to get back there. They've just had a really odd season, and I think it you know, they got off to a slow start, which was to be expected because of the Stanley Cup hangover, and then they were looking really good. But I really think that Tim Thomas Whitehouse thing really threw them for a loop. I don't think they've recovered from that yet. They just haven't played well. They haven't played consistently.
You think it was that big of a distraction?
I really do. I think Tim Thomas kind of, you know, screwed the pooch there a little bit. Because, you know, regardless of what teammates are saying, you know, he kind of, you know, in hockey especially, it's a team unit. There should be no one bigger than the team unit. And Tim Thomas, you know, chose what should have been a great day for the Bruins to make a political statement. And by doing so, he kind of set himself apart from the group. And once a group is fractured, it can sometimes be tough to put it back together. So, you know, so I'm a little bit off the Bruins bandwagon. They're going to be a tough out. But, you know, if the Rangers play them, what I like when the Rangers play a team like the Bruins or the Flyers, teams that want to play a physical style, the Rangers can play that style better than those two teams right now. So, you know, I don't think those are going to be the – yeah. I don't think those are the tough outs for the Rangers. You know, the Florida Panthers are the third seed in the Eastern Conference. They have one line. And they have some issues in net. You know, they basically won a bad division. They won a division that no one seemed to want to win. You know, you look at them. What do they have? They have 18 losses in overtime. They got 18 points out of losses. And, you know, I just think that's a flaw in the NHL system where a team can actually be rewarded for losing as much as the Panthers did. I really think the Devils are going to handle them very quickly in the first round. Then you got, you know, probably the marquee matchup of the first round, the 4-5, the Penguins and Flyers. I mean, both of those teams, you know, could be legitimate cup contenders, and one of those two teams is going to be eliminated in the first round. That's kind of tough. I think it's a kind of a tough break for the Flyers to get stuck in that matchup, given the way, you know, the Penguins have played over the last month or so of the season. So, you know, I really think that, you know, in the East, it comes down to the Rangers and the Penguins and the Devils probably having the best shot of reaching the Stanley Cup final.
Okay. Look it up. I just have one quick question. We know how hard it is to make predictions while having a rooting interest. Because if you pick your team, people call you a homer. If you pick against them, the home fans get mad. So we want to ask you to predict the Eastern Conference, unless you really want to, and you kind of did already. But we want to ask you to tell us who will be representing the Western Conference in the Stanley Cup Finals, in your opinion.
Boy, the West is really tough because, you know, while I can kind of weed it out, you know, in the Eastern Conference, I could probably make a legitimate case for maybe 5 or 6 teams in the Western Conference to get to the Cup Final. I mean, you know, I love the St. Louis Blues. I watched what they did to the Rangers. They beat the Rangers 4-1 when the Rangers went to St. Louis. I think it was in December. I loved the Blues' size. I love their goaltending. I think Elliott might be dealing with a little bit of an injury issue right now, but I just like so much about the St. Louis Blues. I like a lot about the Vancouver Canucks. You know, if the Sedin twin can get healthy, and I don't know what the status is there. You know, they're as good as they were last season when they went to Game 7 of the Cup Finals. So you can make a case there.
Before they just like burned the city down.
Right. And for the record, I was not there that night. So, and just like in the East, the West 4-5 matchup, the Predators and Red Wings, to me, that's a series I would love to cover. I think that goes 7 games, and it's kind of a toss-up which way that goes. And you can make a case for either one of those two teams, you know, having the depth and the skill to make the Cup Finals. And, you know, it just goes on and on. You can't throw out the Blackhawks because they've done it. They've been there. Even if it's, you know, half the team that got there a couple of years ago and they have goaltending issues, they still have the core of what got them to a Cup Final. And, you know, no one talks about the Phoenix Coyotes, but think about the mental toughness that those players in that room have to have. They won their division, but they, you know, those guys, and I was out there, I talked to them, they don't know where they're going to be next year. You know, and they've dealt with this for 2-3 seasons now, and they just keep getting better and better. I don't think you can underestimate how tough a team the Coyotes are and how good a goalie or how well Mike Smith is playing in that. So I think they're a legit contender too. You know, we talk about the San Jose Sharks every year, and every year is supposed to be their season. I don't think it is this year, but, you know, given the way Mr. Murphy deals with this planet, I'm assuming that this will be the year that, you know, the Sharks shock everyone and they go to the Cup Finals, you know. And, you know, in L.A., if you could ever get any goals out of that team, you have a goalie in Jonathan Quick who could lift the Stanley Cup. So I just think the West is stacked compared to the East. If you ask me to pick a team coming out of there right now, I'll probably go with the Canucks because that's what I picked at the beginning of the season. But like I said, you can pretty much make a case for any one of those teams, 1-8.
Okay, well, as usual, Andrew, you've been a wealth of knowledge. But look, before we let you go, you could tell our audience where to find your blog, Ranger Rants, and how they can contact you on Twitter.
You can find Ranger Rants if you go to www.northjersey.com/sports. You look for the pro hockey tag, and you should be able to navigate your way to Ranger Rants, updated daily, usually updated twice or three times daily. On Twitter, people can follow me at A Gross, G-R-O-S-S, like Sam Record. So A Gross Record at Twitter or however you get there, but that's my handle. We were talking in the room today. The Ranger players were basically ordered, and we're pretty sure it was Coach John Tortorella. He told everyone, no more Twitters, you know, no more tweeting during the playoffs. Everyone's taking a 2-month break from tweeting, hopefully, for those guys. Right? So we were joking.
I mean, especially the 24/7, they shine the light on him, and I really like his personality.
Oh, he's one of the more interesting guys I've ever covered. I mean, he sometimes after 2-3 days straight, you need a day off because he's so intense and he kind of grinds on the media a lot. But, you know, he's never uninteresting. But even when he comes in and he doesn't say anything, he says nothing probably in a more interesting way than, you know, the most mute person in America. So.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for you know, coming back into the war room. We really enjoy having you. We want to wish the Rangers good luck in this playoff run, of course, you know, unless, of course, they have to go up against the Philadelphia Flyers. Other than that, you know, other than that, good luck, you know, and if they do end up hoisting that trophy, of course, we'll have you back on and we'll help you celebrate the Rangers win, of course, much to the chagrin of a lot of Philadelphia fans, but hey.
Well, you know, my pleasure, Devin, Jimmy, everyone. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the playoffs.
All right, thank you.